I'm Violet. What do I say again? Oh, okay. I'm from Colorado. And then
Colorado.
Yeah. my life, how I got to Encounter is my parents and my brother came here. They told me about it, and I'm like, "Oh, I want to do it too." And so they brought me here. And so my life before Encounter was like, what I wanted was, I didn't really I knew who God was, but I didn't really feel his presence. And I really wanted that, but I wasn't sure, I was like, why don't I have it and stuff? And that's because there was so much junk in me and all that. And so, and then the Encounter and all that, and it just I felt God's love, and that's what I wanted. And what they told me, how I'm going to have, people all around me and stuff, it's, really, encouraging for me, and it's exciting that I'm going to be with God forever, and, I'm going to have the Holy Spirit with me, and that I'm not alone, and that I can get through anything with him. So, yeah.
I'm Naomi. I'm from Vancouver, Washington. I heard about Encounter. I've been to one already, but I heard about Encounter through my mother-in-law. And God bless her. Thank goodness I'm here. I came here on a mission to clean out all of the, the spirits, the generational curses, all the junk that came from my family, all the stuff that my family didn't want to take care of and cut off. So I'm like, no, this is enough. This is not a part of me. Yeah, I'm done. My life is with Christ, and I belong to him. And you know what? I didn't know about the pain. I had no idea he was in pain. So that was a great thing that just happened, really. And now I know more about what it's like to be a bride to Christ. Honestly, I wasn't expecting that, but this was better than what I was expecting, seriously. And it's kind of a miracle for me to actually start dancing again. When I was a child, somebody kind of ruined it for me. My uncle did. He made fun of me, and I was like, okay, I'm not dancing anymore. You're not going to hear me sing nothing. So, yeah, it felt good. I feel free. I feel like, my arms are finally stretching. My spirit is stretching, and I've just been curled up in a ball the whole time. Everything's just flowing. I feel great. Anyways, thank you, Jesus. All right.
My name is Luba. I'm from Tacoma, and my dad, he told about Encounter, so, and I came here to, feel presence of God, and I want to feel his love, and that's what I get.
My name is Eliza, and I come from Canada, and I came to this Encounter to know more of God, and I just felt his presence. His presence and his love just surrounded me.
Я speak Russian. Я это Роман со Спокена. Я был тут как-то maybe 3 года назад, и это классно было, но я вернулся назад, и дружки то я потерял быстро, что привез. Ну, плюс у меня там молодежь плохая была, друзья окружали. Я вроде в церковь там на гитарке играю в прославление. Ну, я выходил с дружками, мы голову терял. Ну, решил, думаю, ладно, надо это полностью жизнь поменять, неохота так же идти. Решил поехать сюда, я не жалею ни капли. Слава Богу, что жизнь такая классная здесь. Спасибо вам, мэн. Вы серьезно меня просто зажгли. Я вижу, смотрю на вас, мэн, I think, so amazing, что есть люди, которые реально движутся, и it's you. Thanks, guys. I guess, bless you.
My name is Manuel. I'm from Oregon. I was been here like 2 or 3 times already. And then, I'm so nervous.
We're all nervous. I'm nervous too, buddy. time you won't be so nervous.
Yeah.
So come back a couple more times and I'll
So,
what did Jesus do for you here?
He helped my life. He made it more happy. I was always like depressed and bored, and now I have like this great love, and I carry his pain that he has. And Jesus rocks.
All right, I am Eddie. I'm from Vegas.
Woo!
This guy. And I guess I come here like definitely, you know, clear my past away. And my dad came to the men's, and he had a great testimony. My mom came to the women's; she had a great testimony. So I decided to come to the youth, and yeah, I mean, mostly just I wanted my mind to be, you know, freed from just stupid stuff. Just, you know, I think all guys know that, what that means. And it was awesome, though, because when I got prayed for, someone said they seen a vision that basically God's going to start working with my mind and start clearing it. So that was awesome for sure. And then that I guess I'm going to have a healing arm, and I should prepare to see visions and stuff. So that was good to hear all of that. So praise God. This was good. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys? My name is John. This is my homie, Eddie. He's my cousin. I was texting him one time. We were texting each other, and he's like, hey, what's up, bro? You want to go to Encounter? And I'm like, yeah, dude, that sounds nice. And I remember I was I went to Encounter when I was 15, and like God greatly like touched me and stuff like that, and I was just transformed. And after 15 years old, I kind of began to experience pain, like that one lady was talking about, that prayer room. I mean, that room of pain. I didn't know what it was. I thought it was just my problems, my issues, and it really made me depressed. And I got to the point where I just wanted to like end life. It was ridiculous. I'm like, it was kind of my fault. Like, I would go into sin and everything, but my heart was not complete, and I was just like, I just felt incomplete, you know? And so, I kind of had this grudge against God. Was, you know, I'm like, I would see other people filled with love, other people filled with the Spirit and stuff like that, and I was just like, you know, like, God, that's cool and everything like that, but like, I kind of want a little bit of that too, you know? And it's been a while where, you know, he's touched me. And so, like, I had this grudge against him. And I, like, whenever I'd walk into a church and I'd see, like, everybody, I was like, man, this is so cool. Like, God loves everyone here. But, like, towards me, he's just kind of different. Like, I'd see, like, when I'd imagine God, I'd, like, see him, like, look at me like this. Like, oh, like, hey, you're in here. You know, like, yeah. And so, when I came here, I was just kind of, like, I kind of wanted to get healed from pain, just a little touch of his peace, you know. So the first time when I just got on my knees and I started talking to God. It's been a while, and actually, like, you know, really, like, got on my knees and prayed and talked to God. And so I started talking to him, and all of a sudden, like, I just felt his forgiveness come over me, and I broke down and cried. And what I saw was, to the left of me, I saw Jesus standing as a 14-year-old little boy, and he had his head down like this, and his hair was, like, curly. And when I saw him, immediately he spoke to my spirit saying, through every minute of your day, like, I have not left you. Here I am as I'm standing next to you. I was with you. I am with you. And what broke me was when I was looking at him like this, his head was down. And when I looked at him, he felt every pain that I've experienced. And I couldn't believe that. I couldn't believe that. Every anguish, every time I screamed, I cried, like, he literally felt that. He was a physical boy standing next to me. And what shocked me was even most, because I envisioned God as this mighty, magnificent, glorious King of Heaven, like, just up there. But he showed me the meek side of him, the humble, cute, innocent baby boy who was just, like, standing there. And it shocked me because I saw myself greater than him. He was actually shorter than me. And he was ashamed to look in my eyes because I rejected him. And he was just standing there kind of like, I have nothing to do with this. I'm taking all of your pain. I'm walking with you. I was with you. I'm here. And it crushed that. It broke off every bitterness towards him. And I just broke down and like received that meekness. And it's just, it's been so amazing because it's incredible. One of the ladies, she's like, "Do you like nature?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I love it." And like, because I really begin to see God's humility through flowers, through butterflies, through the grass, through the lilies, his humble meekness that he would express to that. And I'm like, "Man, wait a minute, butterfly, you're so gentle." But that's like God's expression saying, like, "That's me, you know, like, I'm that meek side." So like, I was just amazed how like God has this meekness in him, you know? And, you know, guys, and I'm amazed. Like, our God is such a humble God. He's such an amazing, gentle, like, butterfly, you know? An amazing thing was, remember when someone was talking about, we are the bride, and this is, like, you know, this is the bride of Christ. Well, as I was sitting in the corner there, I saw, you know how you guys are wearing your red shirts with the transformation, or, like, the transformation center, where I saw the back of her. It was a girl, and she had her hair in the back, and it was gorgeous, thick hair, and it was wavy like this, and that was saying, like, this is the bride. She's just sitting here, and, like, this is it. Like, we are this beautiful girl with this blonde, like, with all these, you know, her wavy hair. So, like, you guys are, this is romance right here. This is all romance, you know? So, Jesus is here.
Well, I'm going to stand up. I'm used to doing that kind of stuff. But anyway, my name is Clinton, and I found out about Encounter through my fiance. Her name is Hadassah, and she just happens to be the mother-in-law for Naomi. And as you all know, or maybe some of you don't, I mentioned I'm a little bit older. I'm going to be 40 years old here real soon. So if you can deal with me, I'm kind of shaky and a little old. But anyway, it's been a blessing to me to be with all of you. You make me feel youthful. And, I mean, 40's young, come on, but, you know. But I was dancing last night and praising the Lord with y'all, and it was awesome. It was so awesome. And this has just been a real blessing to me to be here. I've been through other encounters before. I've gone through a lot of healing through Sozo. I don't know if any of you know about Sozo. Other healings, of course. And I've been seeking the Lord for quite a long time. Or rather, he's been seeking me, and then I sought him. But he's awesome. Yeshua, Jesus, he's awesome. Daddy is awesome. And I just want to impart to all of you just a blessing, and thank you again for blessing me. The Lord is here with all of you. I know it. I was on my knees over there, and I felt something on the back of my back. And many of you prayed for me and all that. I love that. But at that time, it was none of you. It was the Holy Spirit. And I was kind of like, I know that's you. It's you. He's here. And he's in all of your hearts. And just thank you so much. And I just bless you.
My name is Ben. I'm from Spokane, Washington, and I'm gonna speak Russian because it's easier for me. я хотел давно like начать общаться с Богом ближе быть. Always I'm wondering why like youth not like не общаются с Богом so close, не встречаются с ним face-to-face, and я хотел просто освободиться от всех грехов и начать совсем другую жизнь, and after encounter, я хочу так и сделать, so.
Hello everybody, my name is Andre, I'm from Lakewood, Washington. When I signed up for encounter, it was about 2 weeks ago, maybe 2.5. I was desperately seeking for God, and I kind of, before in life, I mean, I'm already 19, turning 20. Before in life, I was seeking for, like, God, but couldn't really, didn't put much into it, I would say. And I thought it's easier than what it should be, you know? And then I went on from God to different things. And whatever I tried it to the fullness. I tried sin to the fullness. I tried sports to the fullness of it. And then at the end, I'm like, I'm not satisfied. And so, like, about a month ago, I had this hunger on me. I was listening to Pastor Andre, his sermons, and I was like, And I was like so hungry and I was so desperate, and I signed up for Encounter, and like a few days after that, I didn't have no sleep, nothing. From work, I came and I just worshiped and I tried to seek God, and I actually like met God before Encounter. It was like the fire in my bones one night when I just started worshiping, praying, and the coolest thing is I thought when I meet God, I'll be worshiping Him. No, I just fell asleep in peace. I was like, phew. And so, and I wake up next morning, 4 hours of sleep, and just Holy Spirit wakes me up. I pray in tongues. I go to the gym, play basketball with Jesus. It was like so awesome. And then I'm like, I'm going to Encounter anyways, because I mean, I need this. I want to be with the family, you know, and get the blessing and all of it, and just move on. And then when I came here and you guys prayed for me, I felt the same fire like I did when that night. It just hit me like it's in my bones, and it's in right now, you know? It's like burning. So, I mean, it's total dedication. I mean, it's 180 degrees, you know, in life. So I'm glad that God draw me to this point while I'm young, you know? And so, just guys, whenever you're sincere, I'm just talking to those who are going to listen maybe. When you're sincere in prayer, just ask God to draw you. Because when you forget, He will draw you. And then, like, you're going to get desperate. Then, in that desperate moment of your life, you're going to meet God.
I'm from Salem, Kaiser, Oregon. Yeah. Well, I came here just to see God, you know, and meet Him personally and stuff like that. I'm Daniel. And basically, it's just like upgrade my faith to Jesus, you know, and just like be part of His bride, you know, and forget all about my sins and just receive the forgiveness from Him. And basically, just like I'm just part of the, you know, part of Jesus. You know, He's my friend, more than a friend. He's just like my father. You know, awesome. Yeah. So I'm clean, basically.
Okay, so my name's Jose. I'm from Cupertino, California. Yeah. And so I heard of Encounter through a friend of mine named Katya. She was part of this Russian community here. And she told me how great it was when she came here and that it really helped her out. So she's like, oh, why don't I help you set up a date to go and check this place out? So I thought, well, why not skip a day of school and enjoy Washington and Oregon up here? And so I came here thinking I might as well just enjoy the trip. And getting here, I realized just how much I actually needed this. I realized I didn't see this in me before, but once I started praying, I realized I had a lot of unforgiveness in me that I needed to let go of. So I got out there over these past few days, and I started praying and forgiving with the people out here who are helping us out, and just I felt this weight just come off right away. Just like, I just felt like I could breathe and just stand up correctly, and it was just really great. And yeah, I really enjoyed being out here in Encounter. And thanks to all you guys.
My name is Benjamin. I'm from Auburn. No, I'm just messing. you guys probably can anybody see me here? You know, I feel good to be the last one, you know, because you guys like all worn out, and I can just wear you guys out more, you know, test your patience and stuff, you know. You guys can praise God for me, because you know I'm the kind of person that, you know, I'll be in your life to and God will use me to just to, you know, test you sometimes, like, you know, your patience, you know, sometimes I cry and I need a shoulder to cry on, so, you know, just letting you know. But, so, yeah, why I came to Encounter is encounter God. And no, I really wanted to encounter God. Like, я просто был дома, и я очень жаждал Бога день за днем. Это жажда, потому что оно увеличивается. It's getting greater. And I've been a drug addict for like 5-6 years. And if anybody came from that kind of world, they probably know about drug addictions. Every single day, you want to try some harder, some stronger, more dose, you know, till you get to an overdose, you know, till you like do different drugs and drinking all at the same time. And I literally was at the face of death a lot of times. I blacked out a lot, and I was in jail a lot, got shot at. And that's actually kind of where the story starts, is when I had a gun to my head, and this guy threatened to kill me. And he said I was going to see the devil. And I just saw his eyes were just all black. And he looked like the devil himself, you know. And I was so scared. I knew I was going to go straight to hell. And I just envisioned my mom praying for me. Like she always does every night. She on the couch just like praying, like, you know, weeping and stuff. And I was like, in the name of Jesus, you know, I was like, God, forgive me, you know. And he forgave me. And that dude shot at me, full clip. Angel God came and protected me from all those bullets. It's crazy. Like, he pedaled to the metal out of there, and I'm standing there checking my clothes and my body to see if I got shot. And I'm like, man, that God, you're awesome, you know. Like, I'm like, I got sober. I sobered up like that. I'm like, my hands are like shaking. I'm like scared, looking in the stars to come home. And like, I just praying in my backyard, just looking at the stars and just fall in love with Jesus. And yeah, it's been about a year and a half, clean and sober, praise God. And yeah. And I just, you know, it's been a struggle. It's been a struggle, you know, just like everybody knows about struggles, you know. But praise God, for a year and a half, I didn't touch dope. I didn't get high. You know, no cigarettes, nothing, and like I'm on fire for God. I come to my religious church. I'm like, people, get out there, preach the gospel. You sit on your butts, man. You don't come on. You didn't even get Christianity. Like, I just came to Jesus, and I'm out there praying for healing. The pastor's telling me sit your butt down. I'm like, say what? Nigga, what? Like, I didn't stand this guy. I'm like, this dude is high. Man, I just got out of the world. Are you high, man? Like, honestly, I'm like, dude, like, I don't know what gospel you're preaching, but I'm out there preaching the gospel. I don't care if you don't have my back. Nobody have my back. By the way, I got a list. I got a piece of paper, and I'm like, I prayed over it. You know, I'm like, God, I'm going to go out there into my church, and I'm going to talk to people. Who's going to be down to go preach the gospel? Who's going to be down to do the dirty work? Nobody. Nobody. Some people will say, oh, maybe. Oh, no. I'm busy. I'm not called to it. You know, I'm nobody. And I'm just like, I'm all alone. And for like a whole year, I've been out there alone preaching gospels. I got a trunk full of Bibles. And I've seen people getting healed in front of me. People giving their lives to Jesus. And people getting set free. Praise God. Praise Daddy. And just in love with God. Like, out of everything, ministry is just like, it's just something that follows your relationship with God. And main thing is me wanting to be with him, and I don't want to take too much time, sorry. So, and I came here, I was like, God, I just want you, you know, and I got more than that. Like, when I stepped off from my seat, and Allah made a call to Pledge of Allegiance, and I was really pumped up by that, because I heard a song by Missy Edwards. She's like, and I pledge my allegiance to Jesus, and I'm like, man, I never did that, like, just like, kind of say it out. I remember in school, like, I would be like, yo, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic. I'm like, I remember those days, and I'm like, phew, you know, like, come on. Like, why would you want to pray to a flag? That flag didn't shed no blood for you, you know what I'm saying? He ain't the King of Kings, King of Glory, you know? And I just, like, I was like, in my mind, I got to be the first one to get up. Like, I either got to be the first one or I got to be the last one. And I had a prophecy in my life. God said, you're going to be in the front row of the lions in the army. And I already feel like the part of the army of Christ, you know what I'm saying, with y'all, you know? You guys are awesome. And yeah, I just felt like this huge, like, blagadati, man, like this sila, man, this strength. I got up, I entered, like, through a wall, of like this huge power. I felt like something was sitting there on a chair, and I just got out. Like this new, I'm like all new. Like I feel, like I don't know how to explain it. This great power. I get up, started praying and stuff. I was seeing visions. I saw Jesus Christ. I came up to him. Actually, I saw him from a distance. It was like a movie clip. I see Jesus back there. No, like kind of like distance-wise. I'm not saying the actual location. And my eyes are closed. I see Jesus, and I see his arms like this, you know. And I'm just like so drawn to him. I start approaching him, and I come up to him, and he gives me a hug and just takes my head on his heart, just like holds me, and just, oh, this is so awesome. I had many, 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 capital M, many visions. Praise God. Heard a verse of God too. He said he loved me and that he just wants to spend time with me, you know. And I felt, just finishing up here, I was in the front and I was, again, they're making a call to the front. I'm like, I got to be the first one. I don't care. I'm going to beat you guys. You know, I'm going to be up there the first one, you know. And as soon as she, I was just waiting till she says, so no. If you feel this way and you want to, you know, you want the heart of God, come up here. And as soon as she said, come up here, I'm like, phew, like, remember? She got right up. And like, somebody laid a hand on me and I started weeping and crying and feeling like God's heart. And I'm just so just excited to go back home to spend more time in that Gomunta Placha, like Andre was saying, that praying closet. I literally have a closet at home that I pray in. So in case I don't answer my door, just come upstairs, open my door, come into my room. I'll be in my closet praying. I got disco lights up in there in my praying closet. I got a kolonki. I'm out there worshiping my closet. It's really what's up. Praise God. I love Jesus. This encounter was awesome. Thank you, everybody.